We are now about to begin Siman Ayin Tes in Hilchas Kriya Shema, to which the Mishnah Berurah wrote a long Hakdama, and that will actually be most of what we're going to be doing, plus we'll be doing the first Sif of Siman Ayin Tes. In his Hakdama, which is primarily from the Prima Gadim, he lists all the different halachas that apply to the mitzvah of Hayom HaChanecha Kadosh, the Isser of saying Shema or any Dover Shebekdusha or learning or Tefillah, in the presence of Tzoa. The mitzvah of Hayom HaChanecha Kadosh is when they went to battle. So as there are no bathrooms on the battlefield, the halacha there is that one has to clean up after himself. You've got to take a shovel along with your armaments. So there the pasuk says, Hayom HaChanecha Kadosh, that the kedusha of the machane is determined by it being clean. From there we learn that if there's tzoa around, it is usur to daven, learn, or say any davar shebekdusha. So the first halacha is that if there is tzoa within four amas, means within four amas of anyone on any side, it is usur mida araisa for him not only to learn or daven, but even to think in learning, even hear her is usur. Unlike the halacha we saw in the din of erva, where there it said lo yirbach ha'ervas davar, and we learned that davar means deep or speech. Over here, it just says vayom hachanecha kadosh. It is not limited to speech. Therefore, even thinking in learning, thinking of a pasuk, would also be aser. Now, if it's outside one's four amis, but visible, it's further than four amis away, but say in front of him, and he can see it. So here there's a machlokas, the Rosh and the Rashba, and a machlokas achronim within the shitas harash. The Rajbish Shita is that Lo Yirbacha Ervas Dovar applies to Tzoa as well, meaning that in addition to the mitzvah Vayom HaChanecha Kadosh that says that within your four amas, which is your machane, within your four amas you cannot have Tzoa, so too Tzoa is considered Erva. If you see it, you cannot say Shema or Pasik either. Therefore, if it's somewhere behind you, as long as it's not within your four amas, you are right. But if it's in front of you, if you can see it, according to the Rashba, mida araisa, you could not say Shema, or psukim, or davim. However, because the Rashba is learning this from lo yirbacha ervas dovar, the rule we applied in erva, which is that it's limited to dibur, would apply here. So that, if there is tzoa within someone's four amas, it is usur for him even to think in learning. If it is outside of his four amas, but he can see it, the Rashba would say, it is usur midaraisa for him to say Shema, but it would be mutter for him to think in learning. Then comes the shita of the Rosh. Now, the Rosh's shita is that there is no lo yirabacha ervas dovar when it comes to tzoa. There is no lo yirabacha ervas dovar. That's only halacha in erva. However, we do find in the Gemara that it's usur anyway. We find in the Gemara that there's a halacha of malo einav, that you've got to make sure that it's not in sight. So there are two pshatim in the Rosh, and that is either mida oraisa, if something is visible, it is considered machanecha, it is considered part of your camp, meaning there are two ways of defining your camp. It is either within your four amas, or it's within sight of you, meaning if you can see it. So, according to that, it would be usur midaraisa, according to the Rosh, even to be maharher bedivrei Torah, if you can see it. So that the Rosh, who is not learning the nesad of layir b'charev is dover, but is redefining your machane, not only is anything within your four amas, but anything that you can see as well, according to him, there would be even be an isur of hear bedivrei Torah. There's another shita that this is only midarabanan. The shita also holds that it's usur, and that here is usur as well. In other words, the Rosh is going to be a chumra. The only question is the Rosh a daraisa or a drabanan? If the Rosh is a daraisa, then he is a chumra. If the Rosh is a drabanan, then he is not as chumr in the Rosh, but holds it's a daraisa. He is more chumr in his drabanan, in that he is usuring here as well. Now, this halacha, that according to the Rosh, if you can see it, it is considered in your machana, would only be talking about if it's in the same room. If it is elsewhere, even though you can see it, the Rosh would be moda that it's not considered your machane. Whereas according to the Rashba, where there is an unrelated halacha of lo yirbacha ervas davar on soa, the fact that you can see it, very much like in the case of Erva, even though it's outside your room, even though it's in a different rishus, nevertheless, there's a lo yiravacha. So that, if we'd be talking about a case where it's outside your dalaramis, but visible, everyone would agree that here is in B'divrei Torah is mutter. According to the Rajba, because the Isser is lo yiravacha Erva's davar, which is only Dibur. According to the Rosh, since it's outside your machne, really Dibur, even Dibur should be mutter. Certainly here is going to be mutter. So far we have two halachas, and that is the first halacha of Voya Machanecha Kadosh is within your foramis, so are asrs saying Divrei Torah or davening. The second halacha is that if you can see it, so there we would say that if it is in the same room, even though it's outside your foramis, but you can see it, according to the Rosh, there's even an Isra of Hirur, according to the Rosh, but not. Whereas if it's outside your room, everyone would agree that it's only Dibur B'Divrei Torah that could be asr. But here, B'divrei Torah would not be awesome. Now, the third case is where it is above 10 tfachim. This is outside of your rishus. It's above 10 tfachim, so it's considered in a different rishus. Nevertheless, the Rajba would say that if it's visible, there's still a lo yiravacher v'sdavar. And the Mishnah Brura says that b'shas hadchak, you can rely on closing your eyes. Since it's not in your rishus, it's in a different rishus, the only yisr is the ri'iyah. Here, we can rely on closing your eyes being good enough, even according to the Rajba, but only rely on this B'Shas HaTchak. The third level is that it's in a different room altogether, but visible. The Rajba would aser, and the Rosh would even be Matir Dibur. So we already said here that La Halacha, we would be Choshish for the Rajba and aser Dibur, but nobody would aser here. The next case is where it is covered by glass. We already saw that soa ba'ashoshis is mutter. It's considered being in a kisui. The halacha is that it is mutter altogether. Ba'ashoshis, it is mutter altogether. And the fact that one can see it would not make a difference because it is considered mechuse. Exactly how wide does this ashoshis have to be? So the Mishnah Berurah comes out that if it's in a room, and then it has to go across the whole room. That means you have to have like glass across the whole room. Where if it's outside, it's got to be 4 tefachim wide in order to be considered a covering. Water is not a kisui for tzoa. So then if there's water in the way, that would not help. This takes care of the first group. The next halacha is reach ra sheyesh lo ikr. Meaning, let's say the case of Tsoa, which is more than 4 amas away from you. You can't see it. It's behind you. But you can smell it. That's called Reach Ra Sheyesh Lo Iker. And Midaraisa, that would again would go against Vayom Machanecha Kadosh. And you're not allowed to say Shema or Davin. You're not allowed to say any Dover Shebektusha. And the halacha would also be that you would need 4 amas from where the odor stops. The reason being that so long as you can smell it, we give it the shein tzoa. We consider it a lack of ayam machanecha kadosh. So you've got to move out of the machna, which means it's got to be 4 amas from where the actual odor stops. Now, what happens if the tzoa is actually coming from a totally different rishus? The tzoa is in a different room. It's not in your machane, but it's coming from a different room altogether. Some say this is called reach ra she'ein lo ikr. And therefore, if you smell it, you couldn't say Shema. But as soon as you stop smelling it, you wouldn't need Dalet Amos from there. And others argue. Others say that it's called Reach Ra Sheyesh Lo Iker, since somewhere within your rishus you can smell it. The next halacha is that of Tzoa Overis. We've already seen this within the Machaber, where we paskin that it is Asur Min HaTorah. Although there are some who hold that you don't need more than Dalet Amos even if you see it. In other words, the fact that it's in movement, someone is carrying a bedpan, so inside it, so the halacha is there, halacha there is, we consider that as if so is befanav, and it's also like all other cases of ri'iyah, where you can see it, or if it's within your Dalet Amos, then it's the regular halacha of Vayom Machanecha Kadosh. With regard to meraglayim, urine, the halachi is that midaraisa, we've already seen, it is only as it's leaving the body that it's aser. Midarabanan, even if it's sitting, even if it's collected. Lamaisa, you have to have dalet amos and you're not to see it. And then finally, the last category that he brings down is the halacha of anything that naturally smells as it's decomposing is considered soa as well. So we're going to learn a little bit more about that. But anything that naturally has a foul odor as it's decomposing, if it is decomposing, the halacha would be that we consider that soa daraisa. So based on this introduction, we now go to Sif Aleph. Hoysa tsoas odom me'achrov, tsorech la'archik dal ramas b'makam shekolo hareach. If there is tsoas odom, the reason it says odom is because we'll find that of animals, some animals will be considered tsoa, others will not. So if it is tsoas odom, you've got to be marchik 4 ames b'makam shekolo hareach, from where the odor stops. Afilu im yesh lo choli she'ena mariach, tsorech la'archik dal ramas b'makam shiich la'areach l'misha mariach. Even if one does not have a sense of smell, nevertheless, he's got to move to where an average person would not be able to smell it. Umilfonov, tsorech la'archik meloenov, in front of him, so he's got to move away meloenov. Vafilu balayla, even at night, says the Ramal Oshu Sumo, where the person is blind, she'ena roa also, where he cannot see it, tsorech la'archik ad mokum she'ena yochol liros bayom. He's got to be marchik up until the place that he wouldn't even see it by day. And in the case of a suma, someone who's blind, where the average person would no longer see it. So the halacha is like this. Let's say it's at night. There we would measure by the particular person's own vision by day. In the case of a suma, we measure by the average person's vision. Says the Mechaber now, V'imu mitzido dino kimel al-chorof. If it's to your side, it's like behind you. So the side that is within your field of vision, even your peripheral vision, the halacha is that it's considered b'fonav. Where if it's to your side and you can see it, that's where it's saying that it's considered behind him and all you need is arba amas. Says the Rama now, shliach tzibur ha-mespala, v'tsoa b'beis ha-kneses, o b'bayish ha-mespala sham. The shliach tzibur is davening, there's tzoa somewhere in the house, outside of his 4 amas. Afilu ulachrav, b'chol ha-bayis, tzorech lishtok ad shiyotzienu. The shliach tzibur has to stop until they remove the tzoa. Why is that? Since he is being motzi the tzibur with davening, the ef shelo yehi mina kol b'toch dalar ames shel hatzoa. Since he's being motzi everybody else, someone's bound to be within 4 ames of it. Now this is all a shliach tzibur who's being motzi people yedei chovosan. Now the question is, first of all, what happens if he's an imparted davening who is not being motzi anyone? For example, Psukah de Zimra. So Pesach can say that Psukah de Zimra is not something that you need a shliach tzibur for, and therefore, so long as there's no tzoa within his 4 amas, and we move everybody else away, he can continue. With regard to Krishma and the brachas, Bizman HaZeh, where the shliach tzibur is not being motzi us, the Mishnah Berurah leaves it as a tzorech iyun. Now, what happens if there is mei raglayim within 4 amas of the shliach tzibur? Even though that's only a drabanan, you must nevertheless let him know. Where if it's outside of his dalar amas, so there already you could be meikel. Now, especially in the case of someone around, say an older person or someone who's not well, and he is dripping mei raglayim, so even though he will aser the shliach tzibur, the halachi is that the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if the person would be hurt, it may be that you're better off not being motzi the shliach tzibur in order not to hurt the person. Since we're dealing with what is a drabanan, even if the shliach tzibur would have known about it. What happens if the shliach tzibur was in the middle of davening and they found soa there, so he stopped and he was shoa kedei ligmar es kula? He could have finished the entire, that part of the davening, the krishma and brachas, for example. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that he does not, he should only go back and say Krishma and Tfil again, but for anything else he would not have to. And if there's nobody within 4 amis of it, but the tzoa separates between the shliach tzibur and the person, the halach is that they should not be answering amen to his bracha.